Jalen is playing with his plastic toy truck. He's 1 year old. He and his family recently moved into the Liberty Square housing project. The sound of the sirens makes him giggle. His mom, Luisita Cherry, believes their last apartment was making him sick. For just under 2 years, they lived in the Gwynne Cherry Housing Project, owned by Miami-Dade County. Cherry says just about a week after she brought him home, Jalen started having trouble breathing.
This is my baby.
She shows me a picture.
This is when he was a week old. He was in ICU at Joe DiMaggio Hospital. He was doing really bad. He was on a ventilator.
She shows me another picture taken a few months later, this time of her older son, 7-year-old Jaden. It was from a visit to Jackson Memorial Hospital after he had a severe asthma attack. She says his attacks became more frequent after moving into the apartment. Cherry believes she knows what was causing this, mold growing on her ceilings and walls.
I felt like I couldn't complain because I didn't want to get kicked out and I needed somewhere for my kids to stay.
But Cherry says as her kids got sicker, she did complain over and over again. In December, after threatening to call the media to broadcast the condition of her apartment, she says the county approved an emergency move for her and her 7 kids.
Upon inspection of the unit, what we found was possible mold, but very slight.
Michael Liu is the housing director for Miami-Dade County.
But to the extent that there was, it was caused by a AC unit or AC units that she had purchased on her own and which she had installed incorrectly against her lease without notifying us.
Liu says the only documented complaint about mold came from Cherry in December, and that's why she was moved.
Some of those pictures of what was alleged mold was in fact just other types of spots from damages to the ceiling, but was not mold. You know, she may believe that it was mold or claim that it was mold.
In documents requesting the emergency move, Cherry's pediatrician noted her son's respiratory problems could be exacerbated by exposure to mold. The county moved Cherry into a hotel for about 3 weeks. Then the county paid movers to relocate her to the Liberty Square Housing Project, where she lives now. Cherry took me to see her old apartment. It was boarded up.
I have molds in both bathrooms and inside the bathroom walls due to the leakage from upstairs unit.
We walk upstairs to the neighbor who lives directly above the apartment. Bernice Sanders shows me the bathroom that she says leaked into Cherry's apartment.
You could still hear like the water running. It's a leakage in there.
Sanders says she also has a mold problem. It's why she got rid of her white walls and painted them dark burgundy.
It will look white with mold on it. See, we got dark paint, so you can't really like tell.
South Florida is the perfect place for mold to thrive. It's humid here. Add to that aging housing, especially public housing. The county's housing director, Michael Liu, says last year his department only received one other complaint about mold from the Gwynne Cherry site. But in general, mold can be an issue here.
Most of our housing stock has outlived its, you know, 40-year usefulness, which is generally the life cycle of this type of housing. It's a challenge. It's a challenge. And partly because the building codes and the requirements of much of the public housing in the south and southeastern portions of the United States have been built, you know, without the requirements of air quality in mind.
And it does cause a lot of problems in patients, respiratory issues, skin issues, asthma issues.
Dr. Michelle Kerwin sees many patients who live in subsidized and public housing. She's a pediatrician at the Institute for Child and Family Health in Miami Gardens.
Because we're talking about life. You know, we're talking about future morbidity and mortality, not just the here and now. These things can have long-term effects and long-term damage as well. But I've seen this in many patients. It's just the real devastating stories are the ones where they can't get out.
And not everyone knows how to navigate the public housing system, like how to properly file maintenance requests. Nejla Calvo is an attorney for Legal Services of Greater Miami. Free legal help for low-income people.
Tenants might walk into the site manager's office and tell them, I've got mold in my unit, please send somebody. And if they don't put it in writing, it's very hard to track that.
She says even after formally logging concerns about mold, it can still be difficult to get it fixed.
In public housing in particular, I had a certain woman who had serious health conditions, including respiratory illness. Her bedroom wall was completely covered in mold. And She called for inspections by her site manager, and the site manager basically denied that there was mold there.
Calvo says she went to visit the apartment herself.
Within 5 minutes of being in that unit, I could no longer breathe.
Then she wrote a letter to public housing describing what she saw.
And that got the attention. Unfortunately, it took an attorney to get the attention of public housing officials to send out someone to do another inspection, and they ended up addressing the issue. They actually removed the mold from the wall, tore out a portion of her bedroom wall, and replaced it.
Cherry says she is thankful that after almost 2 years, Miami-Dade County moved her out of the apartment she believes had a mold problem.
My 1-year-old was sleeping in a playpen that had mold on it. So we had to throw that out. So we had to throw the beds out. The beds are no good.
Her new space inside the Liberty Square housing project is barely furnished. Some of the younger kids are watching TV on the one mattress they share. Since moving out, Cherry got a bill from the county for $1,345, charging her for damages to the old apartment, missing security screens, painted walls, and unreturned keys. She asked for a grievance hearing.
No, I shouldn't be responsible because it was an emergency move. It was I didn't ask them. I didn't ask to be moved. I asked for you guys to fix the unit.
The hearing was supposed to be about the damages to the apartment. But it also turned into a conversation about whether Cherry actually had mold or not. The panel upheld the charges. Cherry will have to pay the county. She says she doesn't have the money. If she can't pay half up front, she could be evicted.
That's just my plan, to call the Women and Children's Shelter or just to call a shelter to see if they got space, because I don't have nowhere to go.
Since WLRN started reporting this story, Luisita Cherry says she received a call from Miami-Dade's risk management office. They asked her for a detailed list of items she says she lost because of mold, so they can determine whether or not to reimburse her. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.